Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine.
You.
T-Squared is back.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well or crazy. I don't know. I'm all.
You're well.
You're I'm crazy. All over. You're all over. Busy. Busy. So busy I can't breathe. So that's a good thing.
Is that?
No.
I hate that feeling.
No. I just let people think that I'm awesome that way, and it's a total lie.
This last weekend, I did minimal, and I loved it. I did laundry, and I watched DVR. I went out with some friends, but it was very minimal.
Okay, my minimal was not – it was when my ADD kicked in, and I went upstairs and – realized, oh, wait, my plant has spider mites, so I'm going to spray those down. Oh, well, now my bathroom's a mess, so I've got to spray that down and get the chemical out. Now I've got to clean the bathroom. Oh, what's this? Oh, I have to do laundry. Oh, what's downstairs? Why did somebody leave a dish out?
It's like, holy cow.
It was insane. My brain was like on overload because it was the one day I had to do anything. I could clean whatever.
Wow.
And so,
Do you ever feel like when you have that one day, not doing anything, like you're like, I can't get it all done, so I'm just gonna not do it at all.
No? I've done that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and usually it's in my jammies and I'm in bed watching movies all day.
Yeah, I love those days.
Yeah.
And it's been really cold here, 16 degrees when I was coming home from work.
And 11 when I walked in.
Yeah. And yeah. It makes me want to just stay in bed with my pajamas and my DVR.
I agree. Yeah.
But we are adults and something we have to get out of bed. Yes. Butterfly or Steve works.
Mine are all furry right now.
Oh, you have a beautiful daughter I got to meet at Walmart.
I do. Thank you.
I never run into people at Walmart here in Parker.
Yeah. And why are you the best dressed in Walmart? Seriously?
I just picked up Steve, who we hadn't seen each other for over a week. So I had to look presentable. Because
you're the best dressed in Walmart, seriously.
That's awesome. I need an award for that.
And I show up in what? Oh, like yoga
you're
pants.
You're beautiful. I can't no rock makeup. Without makeup. I don't go anywhere without makeup. I'm having LASIK on Friday, and you can't wear eye makeup for a whole week, and I'm so dreading this.
Oh, no.
I don't have eyes without eye makeup. Like, seriously, people when I was growing up, because they were kids and dumb, asked me if I was Asian because my eyes are not big at all.
You have beautiful eyes. You're probably fine.
No. I'm so scared.
Wait, when do you have LASIK? Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, come over and let me tint your eyelashes real quick.
What?
I can tint
your I don't
your
understand
eyelash.
What you're talking about.
I
what is that?
I can color your eyelashes.
How long does that last?
A couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does it do?
I should just bring it by.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
Can I go buy it? Is it easy to
no,
do?
No, you can't go buy it. No. No. No, you can't. You can't.
Should I be worried about
it? I would be worried if you went and bought it because I would be worried about your eyes at that point and something over the counter. Yeah, no.
Mm. Oh.
No. Hmm. Yeah, I could actually do that.
Yes.
Mm.
That would because I'm going to a little big town. You don't know who they are because it's country. And what's his name? Brett Eldridge. I almost said Brett Michaels. But Brett Eldridge.
I have a row of seats. I can't stand Brett Michaels, so just an FYI, if we ever have a like poison trashing day, I'm call me because I will be the first one on it. Just
I
saying.
I don't know much about Poison except Every Rose Has Its a Thorn song.
And my daughter sings that to me to irritate the out of me in the car down the road and she will start giggling and thinks it's hysterical because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought women loved him.
See, the problem is I know him personally and I met the band back when I was 18. And they're lucky they have a guitar player now because I would have left his sorry little
tiny.
But, yes, over the Mexican border had I not have been nice enough to bring him back to where he was supposed to be.
Yes, and lots of fans probably thank you as well.
I
used to watch that Rock
I know,
Love show.
I know a lot of people who would have thanked me if I wouldn't have done
it. I used to watch Rock of Love, like, sporadically. I only saw a few episodes. I remember a Daisy girl. But he seemed like a tool.
Yeah. Yeah, rock of disease.
Yeah, us. I always called him a petri dish.
Yeah, full on. Ugh.
When I used to waitress at the Rose frequently, we had him there a couple times. And yep. It was insane. It was like 60-year-old women coming out in their hoochie clothes. I was mm-hmm. like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and they look good.
They do.
They do. I mean, they tell each other they do.
No, they some need... of them did. Like,
oh,
like,
really?
Holy cow. I want to look like that. But yeah. Anyway, sorry.
You will. Brett you Michaels. Have the figure and the beautiful skin. However, if I ever catch you doing that when you're older, I will stop you.
Yes, pull me by my hair and
I mean, again, that's coming from a rocker chick.
You're a classy rocker chick. These girls aww, want classy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Classy rocker chick.
So today's Veterans Day.
Yes. Thank you all.
Yeah, we got to say a big thank you to everyone that served in the U.S. Armed Forces. I love Facebook on days like this. It just makes me feel all patriotic.
Yeah. It's really nice to see pictures and especially the pictures of people from
when they were in the military 20 years ago.
No, I mean, I mean when their grandparents were, where yes, they're posting yes. like really cool, you know, older from older wars and things like that. That it's really nice to see.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. I was home in Missouri last week, and the radio station that I grew up with, it's country again. And at noon,
I would never have thought that.
At noon every day, they play the national anthem. And I think that should happen on every radio station in the U.S.
Now I understand your yes. post.
But it's the only radio station that I've ever heard do that.
That's cool, though.
I think well, that every radio station should do that.
Now, before you were born, honey, when we were little, when we would watch TV.
Uh-huh.
At midnight, the TV actually went off. And they played
I've heard of those days.
The national anthem.
At midnight?
At midnight.
When you were little, what were you doing up at midnight?
Oh, usually, okay, so I've been an insomniac since I was a little kid. Aww. So I used to actually sit in my doorway, which the door cracked, and it would look just past my dad's chair to the one TV that we had in the house. And I used to stay up and watch Johnny Carson because I thought it was great.
Right.
And you know, I'd see him come in and I'd run and dive back in my bed and pretend like I was asleep. So, yeah, I was a night child from the beginning. It's really sad.
I used to do something very similar. My bedroom was right off the living room.
Right.
And where the TV was directly, like, from my door. And I had one of those, like, it used to be like a living room, but they turned my living room into my bedroom when they had my brother and they turned, like, the dining room into the living room. And so I had, like, a sliding glass door, and I could, like, push it open just a little bit, enough to see the television. And I used to watch Jay Leno. Crap.
Isn't she cute? I love her. That's why she's my breath of fresh air. Just saying.
And that was a great plan until the one night my parents were watching WWF, before it was WWE.
Right.
And Jake the Snake brought a cobra. And, like, the cobra latched onto his opponent's arm, and I was like, I hate snakes, and I always have, and that just, like, I had to sit in my room. I was crying. I had to wait a few minutes, and then I come up, and I was like, Mom, Dad, I just had a bad dream about snakes.
I actually did a show with the WWE at one point in time.
Oh, really?
WWF, right.
Okay.
And I actually got to meet Andre the Giant and
I liked him.
And Hulk Hogan. And it was funny because I have I got to dig up those. No, I don't want to dig up those pictures. I don't want you to see me like that. Oh. But okay, maybe I will. Just for you.
Were you a ring girl?
No, I supplied the staging for the ring.
Okay.
For a live broadcast.
I totally pictured you like holding up numbers.
No. That was whenever I was the Coors Light billboard body, actually. Girl, that was the only time anybody ever saw me like body.
Like that?
Body, yeah.
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 So. Yeah, you should bring those on a Throwback Thursday. We'll post it. We don't have to post it.
I didn't look so good.
I bet you did.
Anyway, so I have pictures with them, and I look itty bitty.
I bet.
Teeny tiny next to them. And I have friends that call me small, but I'm actually not.
Yes, you are.
At 5'5", you're actually average or above average height, right?
So, but you're thin.
Yeah, well,
you're very thin.
Well, I have the illusion of looking taller, but then I stand next to everybody and I'm like, not. So then I stand next to these two.
And they're and like, I, what, 7 feet tall?
Hulk Hogan was, he's like 6'4", 6'5".
Wow.
I think he's like 6'5". And then Andre was just under 7 feet tall, but he was tall, but he was large. So his mm-hmm. girth made him look even bigger. So you just like swallowed up. So, and we were in Sturgis, so I'm wearing some little leather. This is why I don't want to post it, because of this little number I might have had on at Sturgis at one point in time.
Any other place it would be indecent, right? Except Sturgis, you can get
No, I probably would have pulled it off somewhere else too at some point in my life, just for shits That's and grins.
Awesome. Sorry. Have your kids seen these photos?
Well, yeah, but they know how
you are.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you like try to like play it mommy. You know what I'm saying? Like there's
yeah, I have to tell you the truth. I really kind of have never played it mommy. My poor kids have been exposed to things that they probably should never have had. I mean, if I'm taking them to Widespread Panic shows, which are hippie fests.
Oh. And so they were getting stoned at what age?
No, they were watching people get stoned and
it's the contact high.
Seeing the people who are dropping acid and the really interesting things they do.
I can't imagine.
I'm just waiting for all the horrible parenting comments to come through. But both my kids
can move on if you'd like.
Both my kids have good heads on their shoulders. They're awesome.
I met your daughter. She has beautiful eyelashes.
I know.
I can't stop thinking about them.
She does.
It's awkward. I was talking to Steve about them last night.
Did you see Leanna's eyelashes are still gorgeous?
Yes.
Yes, I think about that every day because I have to stare at them every day.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And then you have to go pay for...
I had to pay for mine. Yeah.
But when I met her, it made me think yours were real. If you would have told me yours were real, I would have told... Like, if you walk around with your daughter frequently, you could totally say, mine are real.
Totally have BS'd you.
I would have bought it.
I should have.
Because when I saw her eyelashes, I was like... I didn't want to ask... Because I think I always assumed that you had...
Extensions.
Well, first I thought you wore fake eyelashes. And then when you came over here with no makeup, I was like... They're still there.
And then you see me at Walmart.
I'm so jealous.
And they're still there.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes, your family's
Don't mind
eyelashes.
Us. We're having a good time.
We are. So what's new with you? You have some great news. Your brother.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so my brother, David.
Is a musician.
Not He's a drummer.
Shocked. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Go figure, right? But... It would shock people to know that I love and adore contemporary jazz music.
That's crazy.
I know, from that to metal.
I know.
And classical, hence Trans-Siberian Orchestra, hello.
Right.
And Kiss with the Melbourne Orchestra.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know who Kiss is.
Yeah, but they did a whole thing with the Melbourne Orchestra. They did a whole video, and then they had everybody in Kiss makeup. It was super cool.
Oh, wow.
I was such a fan. Anyway, and then they had Scorpions have done it with classical music, and there's been a few.
Crazy.
So believe it or not.
But you're not into country.
I'm not. There are some songs. I have to admit, there's some songs that are pretty catchy. What's funny is I annoy Leanna because she sings, you know, every rose has its thorn to me. But then I'll turn around and a cop will drive by and I'll go, 5-1-5-0.
I love Dierks Bentley.
Yeah, but she hates that song. Oh, so, but she likes, she does like country, but I think they overplayed it and she is annoyed by it now.
Oh,
so
I don't listen to the radio because of that.
Oh, I think that's the problem. So, anyway, my brother.
Squirrel.
How unlike us. So anyway, he's in a band called Oceans of Sand.
And it's Oceans of Sand.
Yes, I know.
Say
I
it
have
several
a,
times. People.
I have a little bit of an accent. Oceans of Sand.
No.
Oceans
you got to repeat things over and over for people to absorb it.
There we go. That's the CD. Actually, that's the band. The CD is Hydroglyphics. It's pretty cool. Instead of
so, what's the big news?
Oh, they made top 40 on Reverb Nation. So,
that's so awesome.
And for the people who don't know what Reverb Nation is, it's a basically a website where all the bands go and they post all their music and signed or unsigned, they just go and post their music. And they put this up. Gosh, hasn't even been that long ago when this has been finalized and completely mastered, and they made top 40.
That is so awesome.
So I'm stoked. So, yes.
Oceans of Sand.
Right. Hydroglyphics.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Awesome. Congratulations to your brother.
Buy it.
My only experience with Reverb Nation, I was listening to some off-the-wall music, and every time I would hit play, it would post on my Facebook, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah. There's
you
a way
be
you
careful. Mm-hmm. I learned very quickly how you unconnect that, but it didn't like notify me.
Were you scared that you were putting up your Triple X songs?
No, I wasn't listening to Triple X songs. But it was it may have been like something that I wasn't very I was like, "Oh god. No." My Miranda points just got stepped on. Not cool anymore.
No, that's fun stuff. Your closet music. We all have closet
now I'm
music.
I'm very aware. Like when things want to connect to my Facebook, I look for that statement. They now, like a lot of them say, we will not post to your Facebook without your acknowledgement.
Right.
I'm like, thank you, Reverb Nation. Sucks. But it's good now because, okay. I figured it out. It wasn't Reverb Nation, it was me.
Well, and I know we have a lot to get through, so real quick, I'm just going to tell
you. You're fine.
I just want to tell you about the other two that are on Reverb Nation. As a matter of fact, I myself and my toxic twin, Lisa Marie Jones. I hope you're totally embarrassed that I said that on here, Lisa. She hates it when it's publicly stated. Anyway, so we have two bands that we're booking.
Oh, nice.
National acts. We have Kickin' Valentina. Kickin' as C-I-C-K-I-N, Valentina. Okay. And Max Explosion, both melodic rock. Actually, you would like it.
What does that mean?
Not heavy metal. Well, Kickin' Valentina is heavier than Max Explosion, but Max Explosion's new album is pretty damn good. So it's rock, heavier edged rock, but melodic, no screamo, nothing.
I'm okay with the hard stuff, especially like when I'm working out.
Well, this is so you can understand the lyrics.
Okay.
And they actually sing notes. So we're good. Yeah. And then they play notes too. They might even play more than three chords at one time. It's kind of scary, but they might have.
I know the difference.
They might have a little bit more talent than some people.
I think that's why I love my kind of music, but I love my musicians so much because I have no musical ear, talent whatsoever. You don't want me to sing crap. You want me to lip sing, you know, like in choir. That's what I did.
But that's fun, though. Whenever, especially when you've had way too many, you know, shots of Jaeger or something.
I really
because you
I
know
could
why because you can sing
no, you
then
can't.
No you can't. You can in can't. Your own head
oh in my own head and then they videotape it and then I listen to it the next day and I'm like okay I'm done
I'm just gonna shoot myself in the foot
but right I have now. Like huge respect for people that have musical talent
well both of these bands are great they're awesome
so
and
it's Kickin'
Valentina and Max Explosion.
And they're all on Reverb Nation.
Yes, they are.
Very cool.
Both bands have some, for you ladies out there,
are
very
boys?
Worth checking out. Even if you don't want to listen to them play. Just stating a fact.
Wait, are they ever in Denver?
Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, I just did
we have a lot of Denver listeners.
Well, I just helped out our local.
Oh, that was them.
Yeah. Yeah, they were both at that show.
Very cool. Yeah. I'll have to check them out.
They're awesome. Yes. And Chris McCarville from Max Explosion has the best hair on this God's green earth.
Yes, you posted
insane.
A photo and we talked about this previously.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't have, it's just not natural.
It's not fair.
No. It sucks. Anyhow. Okay.
Let's do Women Crush of the Week.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Now this one, I think people that have been listening to me for a while have been like, when is this one going to happen? Because every week I talk about my woman crush, and finally I have some like recent reason to love Miranda Lambert. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. Of course I know who she is. I'm not socially inept. I do get that part.
I don't, you know, some people just hate country music. They hate it.
I don't hate it. It's just not my favorite.
And there she is. Like, her picture is all over. Yeah, it's insane.
Well, she's beautiful.
She is.
She is.
And last week, the CMAs happened. That's the Country Music Association Awards.
I got it. Okay. I know what those are. I do work in the industry. I can get that far.
So in my world, she is like Queen Bee. She's like above Beyonce, above anyone, right?
Right.
So she reached new heights as a female country performer. She actually has amazing talent. She is the most decorated female artist in the history of the Country Music Association.
That's crazy. I mean, I have to be honest with you. There's been some huge country talent out there.
Reba was like bigger than Elvis in my head growing up.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up.
What?
Janet's like, she's like my younger sister. So I have to, you know, just give her a hard time because she's so adorable.
Silly.
She's adorable. God bless her.
So Miranda won 4 awards last Wednesday.
So I'm assuming that they were all the top awards as well.
Yes. That makes her she just turned 31 yesterday.
Oh, you guys are such babies.
You are beautiful. I don't understand.
No, it's so cute because I just picture you two hanging out. Actually, you have pictures of her.
I do. Like,
with you. All over here. I mean, just together, tour the you basement guys are so cute.
Because Steve won't let me put him in the bedroom. I don't know why. Anyway, no, it's not like that, people. Altogether, she has 11 CMA trophies, and it's put her ahead of any other female act in country music. She's won Female Vocalist of the Year 5 times in a row, and that made her beat Reba and Martina McBride.
Wow, crazy. Yeah. But that's amazing. So
it is.
Yeah.
And the best quote that I could find is, "My music is about being strong, even in your vulnerability."
That's very true.
I feel
that's
like
very
you,
true.
You would I like mean, her if she didn't sing country music, like, because she is like a strong, kick-ass chick.
I'm not discounting her. Right. Maybe I should just. I'll
I feel like
okay.
I'm
here's
to,
what
like,
I'm gonna do.
Music to
here's
you.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to look her up, and I'm gonna listen to more than just the few songs that I've heard.
Yes. Don't listen to just the few songs.
I will listen to more. Pinky swear. Pinky.
Okay.
Pinky. Got it.
All right.
Me and my bitch wine. Just pinky swear to you.
Selling Miranda one friend at a time.
Over a bottle of freaking wine and 2 chicks.
Oh, heaven. Who's your woman crush of the week, T-Squared?
Okay. Yeah, this is going to sound funny because it would seem obvious, but it's not as obvious as you would imagine. So mine's actually Lita Ford.
I know that name.
Okay.
Remind me who that is.
Lita started in The Runaways with Joan Jett.
Okay.
Okay. Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb. Okay, I'm not going to try to sing it on here. That would be stupid. Anyway, so, and then she became a rock star on her own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge actual musical fan of hers. I know I'm going to get probably tarred and feathered for saying that, besides The Poison, but most people know that about me. Not a huge fan of hers, but I have to tell you, I'm a huge, I mean, musically, but I'm a huge fan of hers in the sense of when she got married and left the music scene, she left the music scene to have a family and raise her 2 boys.
Very
and
nice.
It took her 15 years before she came back onto the scene. And she went through a really wicked divorce, unfortunately, and everything else. And then she decided that she was going to come back, reinvent herself. Well, not even reinvent herself, just come back as her, because there's no point in reinventing
right.
herself. Because she's beautiful, for one.
Mm-hmm.
She's rockingly gorgeous, for 2. And I just respect the fact that when you go and you're a touring artist, you know, that type of thing, and you decide that your family is the most important thing in your world, that to me is huge. Right. And she took into play before she decided to come back into the music scene. And I think that's highly commendable.
That is so awesome. Not a lot of women do that. Even in like normal cubicle jobs.
She didn't go and hire a boatload of nannies and all that kind of stuff. She raised her children.
That's awesome.
She took care of her baby boys, and that's exactly what she did. That to me is extremely commendable, and I would put her on a pedestal in a heartbeat just because of that. So
you rock. That's awesome.
I'm a mom. What can I say?
The last 2 weeks, my co-hosts have had real people, like their friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm all like,
I know. I listen.
Feel so superficial. I'm always like,
I actually listen to podcasts.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I totally
listen.
I appreciate it. I really do. I love it that you listen. It's good because you have like thrown back to other podcasts, and I'm like,
well, and my dude friends actually listen, which is hysterical. So,
well, T Squared's dude friends, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And don't text me later because I really want to sleep tonight. Right. I really don't need to be bugged at 2 a.m.
Don't.
Yeah, because there's a time difference, you know.
Oh, heavens.
Sorry. It's okay. That was an inside joke. They'll get it later.
All right. So I have a last minute movie screening alert.
Yes.
It's a contest. It's for the movie Beyond the Lights. Have you heard of this movie?
I've just heard little snippets because I have not been around an actual TV in... Right. I mean, I have it in my house, but it's like, okay, like Carrie said, the $240 background noise.
Right.
Okay, so this is kind of where I've been with TV recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I've heard snippets, so I didn't even know that this was the whole deal until you actually sent it to me.
There we go.
I know. She keeps us on our toes.
I try and educate people.
She does an excellent job, actually.
So the information I found is it's a story of Noni, the music world's latest superstar, but not all is what it seems, and the pressures of fame have Noni on the edge until she meets Kaz. Kaz Nicole, I guess. These are some interesting names. A young cop and aspiring politician who's been assigned to her detail. Drawn to each other, it sounds like Bodyguard. Right. Noni and Kaz fall fast and hard despite the protests of those around them. So it's like Bodyguard meets Romeo and Juliet.
I think that stuff honestly happens.
I think so too.
I'm just going.
You throw
with that.
People, you throw rats in a cage, they're going to mate. I've always said that about small town living.
I totally got that. Do you even know the song "Rats in a Cage"?
No.
Oh, you will. I'm going to send it to you when we're done.
Who sings it?
Oh, crap.
Pressure.
My brain just went blank. But
is that what it says?
It's despite of my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Smashing Pumpkins.
That, damn. Look at you, sister.
Okay, the only reason I know that is because Tanya Veit, growing up, tried to make me a rocker girl.
Oh, there you go.
We rode the same bus together. So one day she's like, let me dress you. She had me in silver pants, platform clogs, and a whole shirt. And my first grade Bible study teacher was my principal.
Wait, a whole shirt, like holy
Courtney,
shirt or a whole shirt? Oh,
Courtney.
Yeah, whole.
Whole.
Oh.
And my
reason
Bible
why she's named that.
My Bible study teacher was my principal, and he called me into his office. I don't think you're choosing the right friends. I'm like, oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. I let someone dress me.
You're like, I thought I looked like a rock star.
That's funny. The what? Yeah, she used to sing that at the bus stop, and she's like, Janet, sing it with me. And then there was something about a sweater, and if you pull the...
Oh, that's a Weezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would sing that too.
Yeah, I don't like them either. Anyway.
I really need to listen to that song all the way through, though, because I don't even know what it's about. I just know that one. Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a Facebook status.
Yeah,
these
but
days.
That's hysterical that you said that. I was totally going to post it to you.
You probably
the
should.
The second yes. I get in my car.
All right. So focus, squirrel.
Oh, good. I'm here.
So I have three tickets to go see this movie, Beyond the Lights, tomorrow night. Now, it doesn't hit theaters until Friday. So this cool. is a preview. It's at the AMC Cherry Creek here in Denver, so you have to be here in town. The movie won't be released until Friday, like I said. The screening's at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So this is Tuesday. This is Wednesday night. If you're listening to this podcast on Thursday, I'm so sorry.
You missed out. You should out. Listen earlier.
Yeah.
you do know we post this on Tuesday nights, right, people?
Right. Right. As soon as she leaves my house, I post it.
She's on it.
So
she's awesome.
Send me an email at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com with your name, and I'll pick three winners.
Awesome.
And it's only three tickets. So it's not like you could take a friend.
Is there anything specific that they have to email no. you? Or they
it's
just
such
need
last
to just
minute.
Quit?
Just okay. someone email me the name.
Got it.
And I'll pick cool. three. Yeah.
Okay. Can I make one more statement?
Of course.
Her name's Noni, which uh-huh. is cute. My daughter, uh-huh. my daughter's name is Nani.
Nani.
No, it's Leanna. But
oh, I was like,
her nickname is Nani.
Is it spelled like that?
No, N O N N I E.
Okay.
Because okay. when she was little, we try to say Leanna. She'd go Linani. I say aww. Leanna Linani. So it just got to the point where we started calling her Nani. So my granddaughter even calls her Nani. Yes, I have a grandchild. So.
You said it the last time. Like
I know, I just still throw that out
some
there.
Some people in my life have conditioned me to not mention grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
And so you said it the last time, I was like, oh, you think it's cool.
I have a grandbaby. She's awesome.
Well, you don't look like you could have a grandbaby.
Well, you saw, thank you. But you saw the picture of her. I sent it
to
you.
She's adorable.
That little Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend just found out she's having a baby girl, and she said that she will be in pink and glitter every day.
Until the daughter decides that she doesn't want pink and glitter anymore.
Right,
but
right.
she will come to her and do that. Like my
to
daughter.
You?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now my daughter's a little metalhead. She tries not to be me, but what's so funny is the stuff that she pulls is so hysterically
You're
me.
You're like, I got you.
And
by like how many years?
And she steals my clothes. And I'm like, oh, at least let me know.
Right.
Because I did want to wear those jeans today. I didn't know they were shoved in your closet. That's when they become your same. You can wear the same clothes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Daughters are awesome.
They
yes.
are.
Yes.
My mother was like the opposite. Didn't wear makeup. Didn't buy clothes ever. Like, I did not know how to shop. Like, my best friend when I was 17 had to teach her. She's like, you have money. Let's go shopping. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, we save money. We don't buy clothes. I have clothes to wear, but
yep.
none of them were like recent.
Well, like five, yeah, 10 we years kinda, old. Yeah, we kind of went through that too. But it was, we were growing, I grew up in a family of artists. So, mm-hmm. So we all had weird tastes and whatever. We wore, you know, we were all
right.
just bizarre. My two older brothers are hippies. Mm-hmm. Yes, David, Terry, you're a hippie. You were once. You know it. You've Mark, too.
Now
yeah.
he's a anyway, contemporary jazz artist.
And now he's a contemporary jazz artist. That's what smoking pot does to you. You play all that nice mellow music.
That's awesome.
That your little sister totally digs. Anyway, yeah, so I grew up an artist, and so I always had to just, I guess, my own kind of weird, funky.
Right.
My mom was sweet enough. They had me in their 40s.
Uh-huh.
She's sweet enough to actually buy me clothes that aww. Fit my taste, which I thought was actually kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. And then my dad, we didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
So every year on my birthday, my dad would give me his credit card. I got a credit card limit.
Aww.
And then I would go out and buy myself my birthday presents and come back. And he was always astonished because that's how I learned to be a sale shopper. I freaking tore up those sale racks like there was no tomorrow.
I am and a sale shopper still.
Yeah, oh, I am too. But that's how I learned how to be a sale shopper because I learned if this is my limit and I want more,
right.
I got to work it. Yeah,
that's
I got to
awesome.
Make this work.
That's what kids should have to do these days.
I know.
Anyway, right, don't get me started on that.
We're so off on, I'm sorry.
We are, no, you're, stop apologizing. You're fine. I do want to mention the fall television show heartbreak that I've been going through. Because I've been talking about fall television shows for what, 2 months now?
Right.
Because I'm super excited. I've been talking to all my co-hosts about what they're watching. And all my shows got canceled except one. Did you notice this?
Yeah, I did. It's crazy.
Selfies canceled. Bad Judge. A to Z. Manhattan Love Story. They're all done.
And see, I didn't know Manhattan Love Story or A to Z. I had seen Selfie and Bad Judge, a couple of them. I thought Bad Judge was hysterical.
I loved that actress.
Yeah.
What's her name? Kate Walsh.
Yeah. What you said.
Oh, I'm so, so sad. But I guess A to Z, Bad Judge, and Selfie are going to play out like all the episodes that have been taped. But Manhattan Love Story, they like, axe, done, not playing ever again.
Wow, it's crazy.
They did this to me last year. Trophy Wife, did you watch that?
No, I didn't. But that was actually one that I actually wanted to watch, to be honest with you.
Dunzo. What was the other one? It was, oh my gosh, Fat Amy. Something about a party. I don't even know. But they canceled it. It doesn't matter. We don't need to talk about it anymore. So the only show that is new that is still on is Marry Me. And that was like my least favorite. But I'm like, woo, go Marry Me. Still rocking and rolling.
Well, the dude that's on that is hysterical.
I think the chick is hysterical.
Okay, well, did you know that he was on they did a fake reality show of The Bachelor that he was on?
No.
Oh my God.
What was it called?
Crap. It was called Crapper Channel. But it was a fake Bachelor, and they had all kinds of like cameo appearances and. Oh, it was hysterical. It's just the girls that mm-hmm. came to live at the house that he would give roses to were like the skankiest chicks on this earth. And
God, that it was just so like funny. The
and the one he wanted to marry was a transvestite. And
I'll let you know. Yeah,
because it's so funny. Because I'm pretty sure some of the audience here would know.
I'm sure
they are so, oh my gosh.
There's so much funny television these days. In comparison to what there was when we were kids, you know, you had like the five channels.
Yeah.
I didn't have cable till I got big and.
I didn't either.
Then I discovered CMT and.
It was all over.
It was. Anyway, we have to hit this one last thing.
Okay.
A broken heart can be a good thing.
Yes, I will agree with that.
I thought you were going to argue with me. I'm like, no arguing.
No, I was biting my lip back to, yeah, okay, so anyway.
So let's run through this list real quick. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
The number one reason it can be a good thing is you will be thankful. There will be a time when you look back and you're thankful for those unanswered prayers. There's a Garth Brooks song. Do you know what song I'm talking about? T-Squared.
No, the only Garth Brooks song. I'm sorry.
I'm going to post that on your wall.
The only Garth Brooks song I know is I Got Friends and Low Places. Yeah. So, you know, because I do. It's all good. Love ya.
All right. So, the next one.
It's a wake up call. You know, when you're. you know. This is so funny. You know when you are so dead in your sleep that not even a thunderstorm can wake you? Sometimes it takes somebody to physically shake you in order to wake you up. Yeah.
I have days like that where I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm a walking zombie. And I think I've seen friends that are living that life.
I'm pretty sure I've done that. That's like within the last week. Hence the reason why I've been laughing.
Oh.
Because that's, you know, it's like, oh, hello, maybe I should just smack myself around so I can get up and. Yeah, anyway.
Wake up. Yes.
It's personal. Y'all know.
Many things are seasonal. Even if the love did not last, it prepared you for the one that will. The truth is, you will be sad to see your ex go, but you will be happy you finally get to move on.
Yes.
Again, I thought you were going to argue.
No. I try really hard not to, like, drop, like, you know, my usual four-letter words like love.
It's a podcast. Oh, my God.
That's a four-letter word, isn't it?
Love. Shh. Steve's here. I don't know hearing that.
Hey, it can be a good four-letter word. I just said it was a four-letter. Look, L-O-V. That's four letters.
Let's call this number four T-squared.
Try not to read into me too much because it's the truth.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Smalls, this is why I wear giant heels all the time.
She has ginormous red heels today.
I do. Anyone who follows our sexy shoe Sunday.
Yes. We'll talk about that.
Red boots have already been posted, so they don't get a second shot unless they photo stock.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. You pick one more.
Oh, wait. There was a good one on here. I loved it. It was it's actually the last one.
There we go.
Yeah. You will learn to be patient. One time in a... where do you come up with this stuff? One time in a two-hour line for a roller coaster, I decided to chat with people in front of me. To this day, I still reflect on that conversation and think of it as one of the best conversations I've ever had. And I'm sorry, I sound like I'm running out of breath, but I came out of like the worst, like, and most people who know me know this, I had the worst upper respiratory infection on this earth.
I'm glad you're better. I am,
but I'm still like, still trying to get through it. But I do like this part. Take your strength back from the person who hurt you and rip off your disguise. And you put super person. I'm just like, rip off your disguise.
All right.
It's time to show the world who you are becoming. No more looking for a hero. You are one.
There we
absolutely
go.
Absolutely. Superhero.
So those are a few of the reasons why a heartbreak can be a good thing.
Tell me about this two-hour line in the roller coaster moment.
Have you ever been stuck?
Yes.
You just feel stuck?
Yeah.
That's how I was feeling. And I just started talking. And I'm not that person. I will keep to myself. I am a shy person. I am shy. And I was just like, I was going insane. So I just started talking to this couple. And it was, yeah, it was a great conversation.
You learned some stuff?
I did.
That's awesome.
I learned stuff outside of myself.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I have a story, but it wasn't me. It was some friends of mine. There's another rock star, Ira Black. he's a guitar player for several different bands. His girlfriend is just, oh my gosh, she's just the most darling thing on this earth. And they, when they were here for Woof Fest a number of weeks back,
mm-hmm.
hence the reason why I got this bad infection
bad
in my
lungs,
because you guys kept me out until 5 o'clock in the morning.
That'll do it.
They did.
That'll do it.
Every night. Okay, maybe I kept myself out till 5 o'clock. Anyway, so when they were flying back, they sat next to a nun, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
This nun has been doing all these amazing things in another... I don't even remember which country she posted, but I guess their conversation was the most amazing conversation they ever had, mm-hmm. and they posted the most beautiful pictures. And you sit there and you look at a rock star, Ira Black, who looks
like a rock star,
like a monster,
okay,
like scary. I mean, like hardcore like rock, biker rock star, like a Zach Wilde ish.
I don't know who that is.
Well,
okay,
I'll show you a picture.
I'll Google.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Anyway, so standing there with this beautiful woman who mm-hmm. literally has the most genuine smile on her face,
aww.
And I guess they both cried the whole way home. Because this woman, it was just so amazing. So it's amazing what you can run into that can mm-hmm. teach you something, whether it's love or something you need to learn in your life.
There you go.
So there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
On that note, this
is hard transition.
I know.
I want to end the podcast right there, but I need some help.
Okay.
I really do need some help.
And we're going to make this happen because this is awesome.
And some changes have happened. So like Thanksgiving plans are a little up in the air right now, but I'm going to still be full steam ahead planning for a group to be showing up at my house You're not invited. I have a group that's already planning on showing up at my house. I just realized that could be taken wrong.
Or if you think you're invited, you better be showing up with a huge casserole.
And a bottle of wine.
probably a bottle of rum. Yeah. Yeah. Just bring that one in.
So I got green bean casserole down. I got that.
And awesome.
Like turkey is Steve's world.
Okay.
But outside of that, I need some recipes.
There are so many.
I know. But I need like, what's your signature Thanksgiving dish? Just one. Just pick one.
Because I love to cook dinner. I love to cook. So right? I'm a freak about that. So
you just got to pick one for Thanksgiving. Your staple.
Okay. For Thanksgiving, even though my daughter hates it, I don't care. I love this. It's actually my stuffing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you make it with the gizzard, with the
innards? Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I don't use stuff that I'm afraid to swallow.
It was like, I was 22 before I realized that real stuffing was different than stovetop.
Well, I was going to say, I do put sausage in mine, so I probably don't want to know.
Right.
But I'm make sure about, it's like, organic. The stuff no, that I comes all the, in the yeah, bag. Neck. Yeah. No, No.
You don't understand.
I can't. Oh.
So your stuffing recipe. Are you gonna share it with me?
I will. Absolutely. Okay. So, well, I think, because I do it by feel. So I hope I don't get it wrong. I'll try. I will go through it in my head.
Sorry for the eye roll. That was disrespectful.
I will totally go through it in my head.
I'm not helping you.
I'm sorry.
All right, so those of you that can help me,
help
send
Jenna,
me
please.
Your recipes. twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com, all spelled out. Send me your recipes, and I'll share them on the podcast. I'll share them on our blog. You'll become famous for your stuffing recipe, T-Squared. It'll be the T-Squared stuffing recipe.
I just want to make sure it's not too dry. I got to make sure I have enough
Add
of
enough
the...
water.
Oh no, it's stock. It's
See,
stock.
Again,
yeah,
I
stock.
Need recipes because I don't know anything about cooking, but I follow recipes very well.
Oh my gosh, I can give you a recipe that's not necessarily Thanksgiving, but it's amazing.
Is bacon in it?
You could use bacon as a topping. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
What is it?
It's because I'm from New Mexico, it's pozole. And it's so easy and it's amazing and oh my gosh.
I'm from Missouri. What's pozole?
It is a Mexican stew.
Okay.
That's made with, like, since you're from Missouri, hominy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like hominy.
Okay, why did you say because I'm from Missouri? Is it not called hominy everywhere else?
Because a lot of people in this area call it, it's not hominy. They call it, shit.
Well, sorry. I didn't really like it as a kid.
She did it
either.
Again. it's pozole. It's the big corn.
Right. And as a kid, it would like trick me and I hated it. I hated hominy because I liked corn and my parents would make this and I bite into it and it is not corn.
Oh no, this is different. No. And it's crunchy, and you can't
awkward.
Oh no, this isn't crunchy because if
hominy?
You cook it all day.
Oh, see, they didn't.
Oh, no,
it was
no,
out of
no,
the can
no.
in the microwave for a minute.
Oh, no, no,
yeah, there
no.
Was no art
we
to
slow
this.
Cook this. This is something you put in the night before, and you're going to put it
I
in your slow cooker.
Yes, send me that recipe.
Yeah, I will, because that's a rockin' one, and everybody will love it. And on top of that, then you have something that's like kind of an appetizer that everybody can eat while you're finishing up.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of rocking, you guys have some rocking shoes. I've had one contribution to Sexy Shoe Sunday because you guys are intimidating as heck.
Why?
Oh my gosh. Your pink, were they velvet?
Yeah, my maroon velvet.
No, the ones from Sexy Shoe Sunday. Weren't they pink?
No, wait, who did pink? I did. Mine were the maroon velvet boots.
Maybe they looked pink with the flash.
They could have. The ones next to the fireplace?
Yes.
Yes. Those
I totally
are velvet.
Thought they were pink.
And Pink Velvet Crush is actually the name of a band I know, which is hysterical.
Well, that's what the shoes look like.
Okay.
You and Carrie, I can only imagine what your shoe closets look like.
Mine's not near as good as Carrie's is. And my Brooke, though, my girlfriend Brooke.
Yeah, she started including.
Don't even walk into her house. It's just
is it all shoes all
oh
the
God.
Time?
Shoes.
Is she like
sunglasses?
Shoe
She hashtag, she always puts a hashtag, I have a problem. So anytime she goes on a quest or goes out of town, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. She always puts, I have a problem.
Well, if you guys have some sexy ass shoes that you want to share.
Do it.
Shoes sharing.
I know. That's a lot of S's.
Sexy Shoe Sunday.
Please share it with us.
I've been sharing. I was sharing them one at a time and it consumed my Sunday. So I'm now making collages of
all the shoes. I love it. I put
3 to 4 in a collage. It. And yeah.
And just so everybody knows, sexy shoes are
Everyone's taste is different.
It is different. It's very different. It
doesn't have to be like rocker shoes.
No. And actually, I already have next week's. Dang. Well, ready to go. And it's not going to be a high heel pair of shoes. Get ready. Oh, but I gave you my flats, though, that one day. Mm-hmm. I did. You did. With the skull.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like those.
I was saying. You can.
So hashtag sexy shoe Sunday.
Make it happen.
And yep. Tag me in it. And I will share your photo.
I will.
Yes.
I will. And actually, you will appreciate it more than most.
I'm very excited.
You will.
Is it
you
pink?
Will. Huh?
Does it have Miranda's face on it? I'm just kidding.
No, but you did like the Marilyn ones.
I did.
But you'll like them because they're more country style.
Oh, so, I'm very excited. Very excited.
All right.
All right, so we're going to scoot on out of here.
Yeah, because I overtalked her and we totally didn't follow anything.
It's all good. The notes are a guideline. They really are. And, you know, I love it. I love when you're here. We have so much fun.
We do.
So much fun.
We do. Absolutely. All right,
so we'll be back next week. Speaking of rocking, I want to mention we're on the Rockin' Comedy station.
Right.
Which is www.rockincomedy.com, I believe. But I share the link enough that you can find it every Wednesday. At 9 a.m. Pacific time. So it's 10 a.m. Mountain time, 11 a.m. Central time, and 12 noon
East Coast
time.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And outside of that, you can play us anytime on iHeartRadio, Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, and even on YouTube.
There you go.
There's no video.
You know, I can't.
I looked around.
Well, I was sitting there thinking.
It's all audio.
I was sitting. I totally did that too. So I was just thinking, I was trying to tell people we're on all these stations, and then I just went, you know, I'm just going to still share Podbean because that's so much.
Podbean and Spreaker are the only ones that track numbers. None of the other sites let me know how many plays we have.
Got it. But
that's why I share Podbean.
My
more
East Coast people, Max Explosion, East Max Coast Explosion. People. It's on at noon.
Noon.
Just saying.
Rockin' Comedy.
Make it happen. You listen.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm going to remind y'all tomorrow for sure.
But
no, I'm going to remind you tonight. And then I'm going to annoy you in the morning with it. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
All right. You'll be back next month. We have
absolutely
that already planned out.
Yep.
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
And I actually already have my
woman crush
and a couple of other things to share.
There we go. We're excited. Thank you so much, T-Squared. And we will see you.
Real quick. Okay, I have to plug myself. I'm sorry. Just real quick.
I meant to do
I
that.
Have to plug myself real quick. Oh, okay. So I'm sorry.
I have this great service you offer, and we never talk about it.
Okay, so the vampire facial.
Yes.
I am being filmed tomorrow. And I will be on 9 News. Well, not 9 News. On Colorado & Company the day before Thanksgiving.
Very cool.
10 a.m. On channel 9. If you don't understand, 9 News is channel 9.
Right.
Anyway, so they're videotaping me tomorrow doing the actual service, and then you get to come and then you'll see.
Facial.
It's not as scary as it sounds. So
exciting.
So yeah.
And where can they find your spa or whatever?
The spa is New Face and Figures in Centennial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a website?
Yes. Newfaceandfigures.com.
That was easy, Janet. Wow. All right. Well, thank you
so
much.
And then there's other things up and coming. So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right.
For next month, it's going to be awesome.
Exciting.
Get all there. Right.
Bye.
Bye.